Good morning, Kisu.
Hi, is this Tommy?
Yeah, it sure is.
Hi, are you ready for Chris now?
Heck yeah, we're ready for Chris.
Okay, hang on, let me loop him in. Hold on one moment.
You bet.
Tony and Candace?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Chris Carmack.
Hey, Chris Carmack, thanks so much for calling up this morning.
Oh, no, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
You know, we always get promised that people are going to call, and sometimes they don't, and then Tony gets, like, really sad. So thank you, because now I got to work with him the rest of the day.
so you don't have to put up with sad Tony for the rest of the day.
I don't like sad Tony. Thank you.
Not many people do. So last night, the season finale of Nashville, and now, on the heels of that, you're coming to Hard Rock Hotel and Casino and Anthem coming up this Friday. Now, Chris Carmack, we've had Cole Swindell, Tyler Farr, Dan and Shay. And after they play the Hard Rock, their careers have really taken off. So I know a lot of people say it's like the Bluebird is really a launching pad.
Right.
But that's a misnomer. It's actually the Anthem
right
in Sioux
here
City, Iowa.
In Sioux City, Iowa. Yes.
Well, you know, that's what I've heard. So, I'm going to come give it a stab myself.
Now, of course, Nashville, a huge hit. Why do you think it's connected so well with so many different people in the United States?
Well, I think the show is resonating with people everywhere because, it's got great drama. It's got great storylines, wonderful characters, and a wonderful cast. And then what I always hear is it's the music. It's the music that makes it something special. And as being a part of it myself, I'd have to agree with that. It's a project unlike any other I've been a part of.
Now, we just received Nashville. We're now up to Season 3, Volume 2. The soundtrack, you have a couple different cuts on it. I'm On It, one of them, and the other one, Broken Song. And you can tell the lyrical content is amazing, and they keep cranking out these soundtracks like every other week, it seems like.
You know, the producers and musical supervisors here in Nashville are always kind of mind-boggled by the sheer quantity that we manage to do in a season. I mean, I think each season is something like 100-some songs from which they can choose what they want to put on the soundtrack. And, 2 soundtracks a season. It's crazy.
Okay, and I got some information here. I know Tony wants to go on the Nashville line, but they said you were a model. So I went and Google searched your modeling career for Nautica, Guess, Abercrombie and Fitch. Oh, if nobody has Google searched this yet, you look great in underpants. I'm just saying.
Well, thank you. You know, the great thing about those photos is they don't age.
No. No, they don't.
You know, I'm so glad that those online old modeling photos are not like the picture of Dorian Gray. You know, they stay exactly as they are.
If that was my picture, I would just put it on a Christmas card every year and send it out to my family and friends.
Yeah, look, it's me again with puppies when I was 18.
There you go. And I also found out you started out playing saxophone and then taught yourself to play guitar.
I did, yeah. I started out playing jazz saxophone and played for years. And then I switched over to guitar because I realized it went over better at parties.
I can see that. I have 3 boys. One plays the tuba. Not a chick magnet, I'm just saying.
Not going to go over well at parties,
no.
Just saying.
One plays the trumpet. Again, not a chick magnet. And the third one plays the saxophone. He plays the alto sax. What did you play all 3?
I played alto. I played baritone and alto. I played baritone early and then alto. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, you can't be at a party and somebody's playing Blackbird on guitar and the ladies are swooning. You can't be like, hey, check out this, Beethoven concerto I can play on my tuba.
I know, but it's a reed instrument. You could have touted that, you know.
You could have what?
It's a reed instrument, so you could have touted what your lips can do with that. See, I'm trying to help the saxophone players.
Man,
that's
see,
I know, right?
You got to road into this that I didn't think of in high school.
I know.
And I want to.
I know. I try to help my boys any way I can, and they just give me the hinky eye like I'm weird.
Well, see, if I had thought like that, I never would have learned guitar, and I would just be a saxophone playing gigolo.
Well, that would be very sad, because we are anxious to see you play guitar at the Hard Rock this Friday.
Oh, and by the way, you're both wrong, because Bill Clinton, I think, would go to a party, be a big hit, and he plays a saxophone.
Well, that's
so
true,
you know,
yeah.
You have to think about that. All right, now, Chris Carmack, of course, new song, Being Alone. I had a friend that asked me what I thought of Being Alone, and I described it as a mixture of Sam Hunt, Gary Allen, the early 90s rock band Northern Pikes, and Extreme. You put all those in the melting pot, and you have Chris Carmack.
Those. It's funny, you hit on four of my biggest influences right
there. See, that's it.
You nailed it. No, actually, that's a really cool way of thinking of it. I've gotten a lot of different, you know, I draw from a lot of different sources, so I get a lot of different explanations. My favorite one was like Springsteen meets Arcade Fire.
Oh,
that was
like
my
that.
Favorite.
Hmm. That's good. Like both Springsteen and Arcade Fire. And, of course, go back in the Wayback Machine. One of my favorite shows of all time, Parenthood on NBC, Friday Night Lights, Nashville currently, and The O.C.
Right.
And, of course, you played Luke Ward on The O.C. And what was that set like? Was that just crazy, hormones on that set?
Because that's how we envision
yeah,
it.
That's kind of my favorite.
It must have been, right? I mean, it was a show about teen angst. We were all in our late teens or early 20s. It didn't seem any more hormonal than other circles I was in, but shoot, it must have been. It must have been a hormone-driven, emotion-driven show and set. But to be honest, it was my first big gig, and I had no idea what was going on. I was just felt lucky to be there.
And, of course, coming up this Friday at Hard Rock and Anthem, going to be a fantastic show. And congratulations, season 4 of Nashville just got confirmed. And you're back once again, right?
Thank you. Yes, it's been confirmed, and we are celebrating.
Well, we're hoping they don't kill you off. They always kill somebody off.
You and me both.
I know, right?
And once
yeah.
again. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Just reiterating the hope that my character doesn't get murdered or hit by a truck.
Now, do you get preliminaries? Like, do you know kind of what's happening to your character coming up? Because I kind of really want to sneak peek into that.
Honestly, I don't. And I'll tell you why, I think. They really try to keep us uninformed as much as they can. I mean, of course, if you press them, they'll give you details. But the thing is, things sometimes have to change. So it's almost easier to not know, because if you go falling in love with a plot line or a scene, and then due to the nature of making a show, they have to change it, it can really mess with your head. So sometimes it's really best to find out as it goes along.
That's kind of how we work here, too. They just kind of keep us in the dark.
It's always a surprise.
Yeah, they say, just keep showing up.
Join this morning, Chris Carmack, of course, in concert Friday at Anthem Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We'll be there doing the pregame show from the K-Su Studios there at the Hard Rock. Chris, we look forward to it. You have been fantastic, and we'll see you this Friday night.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank you.
See, I made it through the whole interview without saying welcome to Sioux City, bitch.
Yeah.
Did I get you impressed?
Because of the O.C. He really wanted to see
it. I expect to hear that again tomorrow.
Okay. I'll probably be there tomorrow and saying the same thing.
He will. So. He'll say it to your face.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Bye.